This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
Hey, everybody. Did you miss us? Ew, I almost just started singing. It's been a while.
Since I first saw you.
You guys, we've met.
Should we start with that?
We met and we kissed. And that we didn't kiss right away, but we kissed. But we met. And
we kissed twice.
Oh my God. I have goosebumps on my legs. I'm really cold. Where do we start?
I don't know where we start.
Oh, I know where we start. First things first. This episode is brought to you by Jell-O.
Jell-O. Shout out Jell-O.
Shout the fuck out to Jell-O.
Jell-O rules.
Our motherfucking Jell-O. My twin flame. I'm sorry, everybody. He's my twin flame. Oh, dang. Okay, so we're not going to talk about Legion of Skanks because I'm so far behind and we'll get there. But we figured we'd come. And then
we figured we'd do the podcast.
Yeah, so here we are. We already came.
Yeah.
And now we, first of all, we should probably apologize.
To everyone for existing and being us.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. How are things? How are things in Texas? You live in Texas now.
I live in Texas. I got a new house. It's echoey.
She needs a carpet. So make sure you subscribe to our Patreon so she can buy a new carpet.
I can't put carpet in a rental house, but
okay, a rug. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could get a rug. But don't subscribe to the Patreon.
You can, let's, you guys.
That's a problem right now, okay? Just.
Oh, yeah. Actually, don't do that, please.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
We're women. We don't understand how taxes work. So just stop with the Patreon.
If everybody could just unsubscribe from the Patreon. And just send us cash.
In an envelope.
And birthday cards. Oh. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to give you our addresses, so figure it out. Hand deliver us. No, actually don't.
Send it to Gas Digital, and I'll have Lewis send it to us. Or ooh, someone more, like Bobby or somebody, can send it to us.
Bobby! We met Bobby!
Bobby.
I'm so, okay, you guys, you know, we're embarrassing. We're embarrassing. We shouldn't fucking exist as humans. We fucking suck all the dicks. It's fine. But
well, but no, we don't really, but you know.
But we don't. And that may be a problem. So, speaking of Bobby. Okay, I'll start off with my embarrassing story. Oh my God, I just thought of yours and I...
What did I do?
The one I was crying about earlier.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Oh, so first of all, mine. The lovely, the one and only Bobby Hutch. He's like, motherfucking skanks. Because everybody that we took pictures with came to us and asked for a picture. And I love you all so much. And I don't think I deserve that. So thanks. Anyway. Bobby, he's like, let's take a picture. And we're like, fuck yeah. And he puts his arm around us. And I am me. And I just say, we're Bobby's hobby. And I hate myself so much. And I haven't stopped thinking about it since.
That was really embarrassing. Why would you say that?
I don't
That sounds like he fucks us on the side.
I know. And he goes, hell yeah. Like, like he was embarrassed that I said that. And I'm sorry, Bobby. I hate myself so much. But I had so much fun. Oh, shit.
That was fun, though. It was so nice to meet Bob. When I first met Bobby, I didn't know who he was.
Oh, like, my God. Because
I wasn't looking at his face. He just came in with a box, and I was in his way. That's all I noticed. So I was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, does anyone want a can of wine? I was like, I'll take a can of wine.
And that was awful. I don't know if that's what made me sick, but I definitely know that that came out of me because I was throwing up the first like 2 or 3 days of Skankfest.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, it was room temperature Chardonnay in a can. It's not great. No, that's not what you want. But when I finally realized it was Bobby, I was like, oh my God, it's Bobby. And then he like put the box down and hugged me, you know.
Aww. And while you're doing that, I'm over there having a moment with Zach. He's holding my face like a sweet baby angel, and he's just so sweet and gentle, and like, this man puts fucking staple guns to his forehead, and he's the most like gentle man that's ever held me. Oh my gosh. And then, so that was nice. And then, what else happened? Right after that is when we met Tim and Rainey. When we came out of the green room, we went back over to our table. Because, like, Rainey was standing there. I think we met Rainey first and his wife. And then maybe we didn't meet Tim until later. Because when we went in is that when we met him? Whenever he was like, Tim, yes. I will cry right now. He was like, I didn't expect to be starstruck at Skankfest. And Alex was like, she goes, I know, it's MJ.
I'm so excited to meet MJ. Like, we were walking and I was like, MJ. And we were both so excited. And she hugged me so hard and I love her so much. And then I was like, oh, hey, Tim.
I was like, hi, Tim. Oh my gosh. And then I saw it like when you were getting all wet for MJ. I was just like, I was literally just standing there, just in awe, staring at her like a fucking creep. I'm like, oh my God, there she is. She's an angel. Like,
she's the cutest, sweetest lady in the world.
Oh, she is the sweetest lady. And I don't know if you want to jump to that or if you want to get there later, but she is God.
She is God. I've decided. We've all decided. Tim Butterly married God.
Oh my God, Tim Butterly is Mary. Wait, is that who married God? Or that's at least who had Jesus, right?
He didn't marry God. Mary was a dude. Oh, that's shit. Why the conception was so weird. No, I don't think she did. She marry? I don't know. I'm not a Christian. I never have been.
I don't think so.
He just raped her.
Yeah. Well, damn. And then what happened? What else? We met Colm. I remember which night it was. I think it was the first night, but he was so drunk. I went to go pee and I came back and he was like, Hannah. And he picked me up and swung me around in the air. And I felt like I weighed like 12 pounds. It was just like, it's easy. And like, and my phone went flying across the sidewalk. It was a whole thing, but we met Colm. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I need you to tell
my embarrassing story. I need you to. You can't do it because you laughed too hard. What were we at?
goddamn comedy. Was it goddamn comedy jam?
It was. And I left pretty soon after that.
Oh my god. I am embarrassed of me all the time, but like I get secondhand embarrassment from other people so fucking easily that I'm like
so. We snuck into goddamn comedy jam.
I'm about to fucking mute myself.
And we were like standing off to the side and there were empty chairs next to us. And Hannah, after her last Skankfest experience at goddamn comedy jam, where she got her head slammed into an amp, she was scared of mosh pits. She was scared of moshes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, let's just move over to the side as far as we can. And there's just this empty chair there. So, you know, me drunk, I'm like, I'll just nudge this out of the way with my foot, right?
That's not what happened.
I kicked this chair so fucking hard. It flew into a man. I don't know who he was. It flew into his legs. He was sitting in a different chair.
There was no where for this chair to go.
There was. I like moved it over because it was like over. No, it was like sitting over like not a curb, but like a curb where you would park against.
Yeah.
It was over that and I nudged it over and I was just gonna nudge it more towards the fence. There was room, but I kicked it so fucking hard.
I really just meant there was no room for how hard you kicked it. Like, you kicked it like you, I don't know.
I was like, I hated that chair. You would think that chair, like, tried to rape me.
You would think that chair fucking slammed into you shitty as hell.
And didn't even look or apologize or anything. Yeah.
But yeah, fucking cut ass chair.
Hit this guy's legs too. And I was just, I've never said I'm sorry so many times in my life. Thank God that guy was laughing at me instead of being upset about it. So whoever you were, thank you. And I'm so fucking sorry.
I did not even look at the man. I don't even know who the man was, what he looked like, because I was so embarrassed for you. I couldn't even look at this man, and I was just like, oh my god, well, that could have been so bad. That was not safety first.
It wasn't safety first. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to kick it. I was trying to push it.
I understood what you were doing with the curb. You were just trying to like get it because it was a folding chair. So you were trying to get it because it was like halfway over the curb, wasn't it? You were just trying to get
it. I moved it over first and then I was trying to push it toward the fence. I don't know who that man was, but he was so fucking cool about it and I am still so sorry.
He was really cool. I hope that if anybody knows a man that got a chair kicked into him, let him hear that part because it was so funny and he was so cool about it. Oh my god,
I'm glad you think it's funny because I want to die.
At least we're Poppy's hobbies. Why? I can't stop.
At least you didn't maim someone with a chair. I didn't know my legs were that strong.
Okay, want to hear another one for me?
I got retard strength like Shane smacking us.
Shane fucking assaulted me. Beat us up. Every time he walked past me, he punched me in the arm. Like, we're just buddy old pals. And I was like, whoa. We were talking about that he was going to, like, do that and his retard strength was going to send me flying through a fucking wall. But no, he was very sweet. He did not assault us.
No, he was, it was friendly. It was just like shockingly hard for a tiny lady.
Yeah, it was like, oh, dang, did you see how small I am? Yes. I know I look like I got a big old fucking body on the internet, but I promise I'm small. What was my other one? Oh, so we went to go get some food where there was this like truck yard place that was like, was it like a barbecue place or like a bar? I don't know. It was across the street a little bit.
It was like a bar with food trucks parked in it.
Yeah. And it's just all these,
ethnic people
working the food trucks. And I don't remember what my fucking problem was, but I'm me and I'm dramatic. And I just yell, I can't breathe. And then it was pointed out to me what I said and where I was at. And I wanted to fucking die. And then I said, I want to fucking die after just screaming, I can't breathe. And I was like, just get me out of here. I don't like this place anymore. I want to go home.
It wasn't as loud as you think it was.
No, but then I felt so bad. I was like, I hope nobody else heard it like my white friends did, because they're mean.
We are, or they are. Hannah, watch
whatever.
It.
We are.
Oh my god.
God. Oh my gosh. There was a man that hit on Alex. It was the funniest thing. There was another time I was embarrassed for him. What? When we were sitting at the table right inside and the guy sat down at the table.
Oh, no. That wasn't nice. That was the one time I was just like, I can't pretend to be nice right now.
This man, he comes and sits down, and I saw him sit down, and I thought it was someone else, and I thought it was somebody that we knew, but it wasn't, and so I just kind of like smiled and then like turned away. And then next thing I know, I see him like staring at you. And I was like, oh, this isn't who I thought this was.
And then it was staff because he was wearing yellow.
I did too. And what did he say at first? Did he just ask your name at first?
I don't know. I think he asked what we were doing.
Something. It was very awkward. He asked
my name and I just said Alex and I didn't say anything else. I was staring at the ceiling when the dude sat down, like going through some shit at the time too.
And then he's like just trying to talk to her and she's having no part of it, and it was like, I was so embarrassed for him. I've never been in that situation, but and this is why I don't ever start conversations with people, because I won't put myself in that situation. But I, oh my god, it was so funny to me just watching him just like try to like have a conversation with you, and you were just looking at every single person in that motherfucker's butt.
I was staring at the ceiling like I was on drugs, and then I was like, sorry, I'm just tired.
And then I think we just got up and left. That's standing.
The meanest I've ever been in my life, and I wasn't trying to. I was like, I can't anymore. It was late, and I was exhausted and emotional, and it was a problem. I think that was the night that I cried on the curb. No, it was the night before, and I was like, I need to go home and cry. And
yes.
Guys, I cried in public. So we're just basically talking about how embarrassing and stupid we are this whole episode, I guess.
Yeah, because it's all I got from Skankfest was embarrassment. I'm just kidding. I really, even though I've never been so embarrassed in my entire life, I have never felt so like, the way I explained it, I was like, I'm not like my kid's mom or someone's wife or like whatever there. I'm fucking Hannah from Skank Skanks. And like, and I, when I was explaining that to people in my life, I'm like, do you know how like I was proud of me? I was like, I got there all by myself, like went through airports and everything all alone. I was so proud.
You booked your own flight.
I had many panic attacks doing it, but I fucking did it.
I'm proud of you.
I was proud of me too. We got out of the fucking kitchen, you guys, and we got wild.
Not too wild.
We didn't get too crazy. We just kissed a little.
I did want to say thank you to everyone who did say hi to us.
That was literally like, I was, every time somebody was like, can we get a picture with you guys? I was like, why? I just wanted to be like, why? My clothes are still on.
You're not.
I'm just kidding. You guys, I am so fucking happy right now.
I remember the first night, Thursday night, we had no idea what the fuck we were doing. I remember we waited in line outside to get our passes. Yeah. And then we go up to Rebecca and she looks at her ID and she's like, no, you guys need to go to the artist.
And we're like, I'm sorry, nobody told us.
But the first night when we were just like standing around, like, okay, what do we do now? This sweetest lady, I don't even know who she is. Sam. I remember her name was Sam, sweetest blonde lady. She was the first person who came up to us, like, you're the Skanks Gangs. And it was so sweet. And she just like said who she was and said hi. And then like, I'll leave you alone now. It was so sweet.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm gonna cry right now. Everybody was so nice. Nobody. There was, I think there was one situation that I was like, fuck that bitch. But other than that, there was literally everything was like, everybody was so nice.
Yeah. And the only like creepy man we encountered was not at Skangfest. It was when we were looking for food.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, man. We're at that place, the truck yard place. And like, I just
at night.
Yeah. Cause I wanted some motherfucking fries. All we ate all weekend was fries.
Hannah just started walking away, just like by herself. Like, I want fries. And like a hot chick, she's like, I want fries. And she just goes. And I'm like, Hannah, you cannot walk the streets of Houston by yourself at night. So I followed her.
But I knew I was fine. As in just like, I knew that like my group of friends was not going to let me just wander away. But
hot chicks, they'll follow me and protect me.
They'll follow me. Ew, I hate me so much because I just heard it. Me say that. Ew, yeah. Gross. Yucky. But it was true. You guys followed me.
We did.
And guess what? We found, no, did we find fries?
No. Because that creepy shit happened and we left.
And yeah, and we just wanted to fucking skedaddle. Yeah, so we're over there. We go over to the food trucks because they had fries. And we knew that they had fries earlier.
Not the food trucks, the truck yard.
Yeah.
Like, it's an establishment. It wasn't at Skangfest.
Yeah, but because, oh my God, when we got those fries, those were the best fries I've ever had in my life. God. The food truck fries from Skangfest. Holy
three different
shit.
Meats.
I don't remember what it was called, but I won it. It was so good.
We didn't even know.
I know. We literally, Jell-O. Like, yeah, Jell-O.
They want what I have.
Can we get two of those? And then I was like, I think we just need one. But anyways, so we're at the truck yard place and we walk over. Because the food trucks in the truck yard place, they were closed for the night or whatever. So
I think they were open. You just were like, there was no one in them because they were all lit up.
Yeah. And I wanted fries right now. So like they were all just outside of it. So I was like, oh, maybe they're closed. But then when we went back later, they only had one specific thing. And it was like a thing that my stomach was not about to be okay with. So we go over to the bar area and we're like, maybe we can get food at the bar. So we walk and we're standing in line and all of a sudden, like, I feel like I like backed up into somebody. So I turn around and I'm like, oh, sorry. And it's this guy. And
she wasn't moving. The difference in the way that the two of us turned around. Cause she turned around like, oh, I'm sorry. And I turned around like, what the fuck?
Because he hit you too. He hit both of us.
Well, yeah. He just walked into us.
Yeah.
Just stood there.
And it was
up against our backs.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, sorry. And then he said something about like, oh, there's nothing to apologize for or whatever. It's just being creepy. And we were just like, I was just like, we're just kind of like turn back around or whatever.
Yeah, I was not turning back around. I just stayed like facing like, you so I could see him too.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know. He was asking us if we went to Astro World and did you just hear me whistle? but if we went to Astro World and all this stuff, and we're just like, no, we're at a comedy festival, and whatever. He was like, do you like Travis Scott? I was like, I don't, I like him. And she goes, I don't know the man.
I was like, I don't know him.
But he like, and while that, yes, that was funny, he acted like it was so funny.
Yeah, like it was hilarious, like the most funny thing he's ever heard.
And then I didn't catch, it was kind of hard for me to understand him. And he was like, made some sort of remark as like, what are the three of us getting into tonight, basically. Like talking about leaving with us, and we were just like, oh, I was like, I'm here with someone, and then he was like, well, what about you? And then I was like, she's here with me. Because I was just like, what the fuck? And then he was like, okay, or then he pointed us in the direction, was like, I think they're ready for us over there. So Alex and I walk over there, and of course he followed right over as close as he was previously. And then the lady tells us we have to go down to like a kitchen to order our food. So we walk down there, and then he follows us down there. And now I'm freaked out because I'm like, okay, well, now we're around no one else.
Yeah, because the kitchen was closed. There's no one just there.
Sent us into the darkness with this man. I mean, they didn't know, but like, what the fuck? And then he was like, well, I'm going to go get someone or something. And we're like, we got to fucking skedaddle. Mm-hmm. And we got out of there because yikes. That was the only like time that I think I was freaked out at. And it wasn't even at Skankfest. It was just in Texas.
Yeah.
That was the only time that I felt like unsafe.
Which is why I would not let you walk by yourself.
Yeah. Because I'm sure there were many times I was unsafe and I didn't even know.
But you know I'm ready to stab a bitch.
She did. She fucking had a knife ready. She fucking popped it out. She was not kidding around. I didn't have any weapons, but I'm pretty loud.
Stupid.
I flew. I couldn't fly with weapons. I didn't check any bags.
Sure you can.
Well, you probably can, but I only brought one bag with me. I was so proud of how light I packed.
My husband tried to pack a gun for me.
And then I was so cold that I wore the same jeans almost every day. I washed them every time, but because luckily we had a washer, but
yeah.
So cold because I was not expecting Texas to be cold. I was thinking Texas was like Florida.
I still don't understand why you didn't ask me what the weather was like.
I could have right easily here. Looked too. Like I, yeah. And it's like just about as cold there at night as it is here at night. And there's no fucking way that I would even think to bring to like wear shorts here at night. And I brought shorts and a dress. And I was like,
I packed four hoodies.
I only had my one, the zip up one, because I couldn't fit more in my bag. And I was like, I don't want my bag to just be hoodies. Even like could have, because I pretty much just wore a hoodie every day.
Yeah, because you didn't want to check a bag, so you're packing light.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm driving and I'm in a hotel. I can bring whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah. Next time. I think I'll do that next time. Or check a bag. But it was my first time being by myself ever. So I wanted everything to be as easy peasy as possible to be like, just walk in, walk on the plane and then skedaddle. And it was.
Makes sense.
I was so fucking sick the first 2 days of Skankfest. It was insane. Like, not like COVID-y sick or anything. If I felt like that, I wouldn't have went around people. But like, I was sick enough on Friday morning that I was like, I might not go. Like, I might stay in the hotel the entire time.
I know. And that was the day that we had like already agreed to meet with Paco at a certain time.
I was nervous. I was like, and then I was like, maybe that's what like part of my problem was, just
that's all of my. I was talking to like Tim and MJ, and they were like, I was like, Hannah was throwing up all morning. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Like, she's sick. And I'm like, I think it's just nerves and she doesn't want to say it.
I mean, like, I was for sure nervous. I'm a nervous fucking person. Like, I'm always scared. And then that was, I mean, obviously the first time I was ever like out in the world by myself ever. And just being away from my baby and all my home life stresses and yeah. Everything. And then I was like, I remember, like, I did not smoke weed the entire time I was there. Not that that was a problem, but somebody tried to say that, like, oh, maybe that was it. And I was like, I went that 1 week with no weed at all, and I was totally fine. I was like, and that was like day one. So there was no, that wasn't it. But I did notice I did not have coffee the entire time I was gone.
I didn't either.
I was shocked. I feel like I got almost the least amount of sleep in a weekend I've ever gotten. And I was like so energized the whole time. Like, I was fine.
Well, me too. But the thing about me is I'm fucking weird where like alcohol does that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, if I was tired or whatever, I was like, I'll just have a beer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a little bitch. I'm not, I like being drunk. I don't like getting drunk. I don't like, cause I don't like drinking. Like, I don't like things that don't taste good. And beer to me just doesn't taste good. But those voodoos, they were not bad.
They're fucking good.
They're very easy to drink, especially like for somebody who doesn't like beer. They're really easy to drink.
And these white ones are 7.5%.
What were the
yellow ones are 7%, but
because I think I was drinking the yellow ones. I was really just grabbing them. I didn't really care, but
I just grabbed whatever.
I drink so much water. I drink more water that weekend than I think I've drank in 27 years.
I was so proud of you for how much water you were drinking.
I was almost only drinking water. And then
every time we went into a green room, we were like, is there water in this room?
Yeah. And they're like, I didn't think water was going to be the hot commodity.
Yeah.
The water and the acid.
Staff lady, the one time she's like, I have the voodoo, or not voodoo, the death.
Liquid death.
Liquid death.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, but it's in the cans and it's not cold. And I'm like, I just need hydration. I'm not picky.
Yeah. Same.
There was a staff guy who got me a bottle of water. I was trying to get water at the bar with like the water jug, and I was trying to like pump it, but it was so high for me. It was at a weird angle where I'm like, I can't do it hard enough. Mm-hmm. And I just looked around and I saw a guy in a staff shirt, and I was like, is this even how this works? And he came over and like pumped it for me, and it was going so slowly that he was like, I'll just buy you a bottle of water. And I was like, no, I'll just go to a green room. It's fine. It's okay. And he was like, no, I'll get you one. And so he like went to go buy me a bottle of water. And then the bartender was like, you're staff. You don't have to pay for a bottle of water. But he got me one anyway. So shout out to that guy.
There was a staff guy. I don't know. I'm not sure if he was like skank. I think he was guarding the upstairs. And he was like, when are you guys going on? Or something. I didn't know who he was, but he was
just
like
talking to you, by the way.
Oh, I thought he was talking about
which
us.
Most people were, which I appreciated.
I'm just so oblivious. I'm like, I don't know.
He said, when are you going up?
Oh.
And he was looking you in the eyes.
Okay, well, I went even like on my thank you and my apology tour to everybody when we got home, I was still being like,
I say we so much.
I like, even if I mean me, I say we, mm-hmm. because we are one.
I'll include you in my apologies and thank yous at all times.
I am just, we have a deal. If you're sorry, I'm sorry.
If you're thankful, I'm thankful.
It's fine. Every like, I was fucking surprised at the like, not, it's annoying to be like, the amount of comedians that knew who we were, but like that like came up to us and were like, this Gang's Kings girls, and I'm like, why did Tommy Pope know who the fuck I was? Like,
yeah,
and he kissed our faces lots of times and gave us like rug burn on our faces.
Yes, that's so what I was saying. That's what I was thinking. Like, I think I have rug burn now from the
Yeah,
so many cheek kisses,
so many cheek and side face kisses. It was the sweetest thing ever. And he was just oh my god, everybody was so nice. Like, we don't deserve that.
I know.
It was so nice. And Beezer was talking to us. He was super sweet. He kept coming over and speaking and saying hello.
Beezer fucking rules. I probably spent the most time with Beezer and Kyla.
I was gonna say, and then Kyla, she's yelling across the street, the Hannahs! Hannahs! The Hannahs! The Hannahs! And I heard my name. So, and much. I know. I heard my name and I like turned because I was like, what? And then she was like, is that you guys, the Hannahs? And I was like, I'm Hannah.
My name is not Hannah, Kyla. I love you so much.
She was so sweet. And like, I love her. I just want to be her friend all the time. And I want to, like, she should be on our podcast. We should ask Kyla to come on.
I would love that so okay, much.
I'm going to unsend where the people we invited earlier. And
why don't we invite everybody? And yes. It's just a ton of little tiny pictures, but no one will come anyway. So it'll just be us. So it's fine.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We should though. Like, you know how the trash guys, they do that where they just like have a bunch of people on. I want to do that too sometime. And now that you don't live all the way across the world, we're only an hour apart instead of three. So maybe we can find somewhere. If we plan it ahead enough to where, you know, we can like set time aside to neglect our children for a minute. Speaking of neglecting our children, Reddit has been very nice to us.
Really? I haven't looked.
There hasn't been like
showed like was reading some of this stuff to us.
But. Yeah, it was really, that's what I was talking about. The like what on there. There was a couple mean things.
I bet he probably skipped the mean ones when he was reading it to us.
He did because that night I went and read them. Aww. And he did. Aww, he skipped over him. Jell-O. And I was like, shout out Jell-O. Honestly, fucking shout out. He's our guy.
Protected us on the mean streets of Houston, walking home to my hotel every night, was such a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Walked us home.
The sweetest little potato. What else happened? Chris from Brooklyn came over and just started hanging out with us for a little while one night. And we told him about the bracket and how I fought hard for him. Do you remember that?
Well, that's embarrassing. That was me, wasn't it?
Yeah, you definitely brought it up. I didn't.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
That's just mean.
I don't know. Because he was against Shane.
Shane.
Yeah, and you brought it up. And I was I don't know. I don't remember why, but I remember you bringing it up to him. And I was like, okay, bring it up. I was on your side, Chris. I was like, I fought for you. I was like, I was embarrassed because I was like, I fought for you. Like, well, he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care. Why would, ew. Can someone just kill me?
What else happened?
This is just juicy gossip now.
Oh my gosh, we were getting gossip.
What we can actually talk about.
I know, me too. I'm like,
there's so much we can't.
The stuff with Brendan was really fun. I'm sure everybody's seen it because if you care about us at all, you watch anything we do. Shout out Paco, honestly. He might have been my favorite person at Skankfest.
He was the fucking sweetest. I know sweet. I said that about everybody, but
hmm. Of course, Kim Congdon.
He edited us really well.
Yeah. And I don't know why I look so much taller than you in those vid, like in that video.
I don't know, because you're not.
And I know I'm not. And I had the flattest sandals on.
But I slouch and I just assume you have like hot girl confidence. You're like sticking your tits out and standing up.
I think it's just from like, because it from years of just like,
oh, you don't want to look in your fat.
Yeah. You don't want to look fat and sucking in your stomach. See, and I don't
give a fuck. I'm just standing how what's comfy. Standing what's comfy.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
That's what I do. but yeah, Kim was so nice to us.
She gave us her boob shirts.
She did. She threw it at our faces. But you know what? I want to motorboat them all day, all night.
Hell yeah. Who else?
It was nice meeting the producers.
Yeah.
It Alex, was. Shannon, Bobby, Brian. I don't know, other ones.
Whenever we went during something outside, I'm not sure, maybe Goddamn Comedy Jam, when we were in the green room to get more beers and waters, we were talking to Dalton and...
Oh, that's when I missed Shane on Goddamn Comedy Jam, because I was talking to fucking Dalton.
I know, and I was like, I kept being like, trying to like back out, and they were being so sweet though. And who was with them? Anthony Zenhauser.
Yeah.
And he was being very sweet. He was nice.
Yeah.
That nobody was mean. Not well, like I said, there was one person who was a cunt and that's it. But everybody else was like so sweet and so chill and just
people who had no idea who we were.
Yeah. Everybody that like every I felt so bad because there was a couple comedians that I really wanted to like go say hi to and like actually have a conversation with, not over the internet and like just actually talk to. But like I also we were talking about this earlier. I'm specifically talking about Mike Cannon. And like Feeney and like Sagalo. I didn't like when because we did the thing with him. I was never nervous about Brendan ever. And maybe it's because I have talked to Brendan a lot, but
yeah,
but like Mike Cannon, and I was just like, I'm just so like obsessed with him. And I was like, I don't want to be like a fucking weirdo and be like, I'm so obsessed with you on the internet and here you are now. Mr. Cannon. And especially now knowing after listening to Blunts with the Boys, like knowing how fucked up they were and that like people like fans were like giving them bad vibes, and like I would be so upset with myself if I gave Mike Cannon bad vibes. Like I would be like, I would feel awful if I've like actually thought like made him feel that's creeped out felt. In any way.
That's how I felt anytime I like it was like twice that I saw someone who turns out was just on drugs where I was like, are you okay? And that can't be good.
Yeah. Exactly. And I just kept like, so I didn't want to like ask people if they were okay, but I also like wanted to make sure everybody was okay. So just like, I just like, hi. And then like, see how they responded. But most of the time, like I told you, I went to walk to the bathroom at one point and Cannon, Feeney and Sagalo were standing outside and I was by myself then because I was just going to pee and I walked by and like they all three made eye contact with me and I awkwardly then just look at the ground because I was like, I can't talk to these people, they're not real. And then on the way back I was just like, hey, and like kept walking because I was like, so I was just so nervous and not wanting to like kill anybody's vibe. I wanted everybody having a good time.
Initially I just didn't want to bother anyone because they're constantly being like surrounded by fans and I'm a fan of it. Like I can have the fucking artist thing, but I'm a fan of everybody here.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like bombard them like everyone else, so I was just like leaving everyone alone. But then when I realized everyone was on drugs, it changed into like, oh, I don't want to give like the bad vibes, I don't want to fuck up their trip or whatever's going on, I'm just gonna leave everyone alone.
Whenever Ian Fidance walked up to us and he just yelled skank skanks and then he asked us for a picture and I was just like, oh my god, this is not real life.
Jay was a fucking sweetheart the whole time. Anytime we walked past him, he's like, "You're not gonna stop and talk to me." And we're like, just like trying not to bother anyone.
Yeah, there was one point when whenever we walked by Jay the first time, I think, like, that he noticed we walked by and he stopped us, and I was like, "I'm so sorry, I just have to pee so bad." And then you stopped because Beezer was you were talking to Beezer, I think. And I just kept walking, and then Brendan happened to be right there, and I just grabbed Brendan and I was like, "Do you want to go pee with me?" I asked him if he wanted to go pee with me, Alex. Like,
why would you do that?
I don't know. And then
finally, I stopped to talk to Jay because I felt bad that he was like, "You're not going to stop and talk to me?" I didn't know that he kept walking.
I had to pee so bad. I was like, "I'm literally going to start throwing up my pee if I don't go pee right now."
I didn't even talk. I didn't even say anything to Beezer until he noticed my "You fucked it" shirt.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Hi, I'm sorry. I wanted to meet you, but I didn't want to bother you."
It was
and
so,
he was so fucking nice.
Everybody was. Oh my God. I was so sad on the last day. I was like, I was trying so hard to have such a good time. And I was just like, I'm trying not to be sad yet, but I'm so sad.
I didn't want to leave.
I know. And then I think it was
the first moment I got to Houston and then got into the hotel,
because
you weren't there yet. I was alone and I was like, I just want to go home now. I don't know what to do. I'm all by myself.
I had so much fun. If you did not go to Skankfest, you fucked up. You fucked up big. Because it was so much fun.
Then when you and I first met, it was kind of hilarious because we were just on two different corners across the street,
and there's just cars, and we couldn't
so much traffic, and we couldn't get to each other, and we were just like,
I'm like, if this isn't the story of our fucking lives, you're right there and I just can't reach you. And that was another thing. When Jay, he was so excited, nobody was as excited for us to meet as Jay was. Like,
no one gave a fuck. I don't know why Jay cared. He has cared so much about,
yeah, he was like,
the fact that was the first time we ever met in person.
Yes. Oh my God. He was like, "Did you guys take pictures?" And we're like, "No, we're not fucking gay. I'm gay as fuck."
When he first came up to us at the karaoke thing, I was just reading a text about my kids. My sister flew out to Texas to help watch the kids because my husband had to work. So she was texting me, like, she was like, everybody got to bed by 10 o'clock and da da da. So she's reading that while you were like having something with Jay. Not something, but you know what I mean. I didn't even notice that Jay was there until you were like, "Alex." I was like, "Oh my God." And he's just sitting there like,
well, because I don't know. At this point, I've it's annoying to say like hung out, but like outside, like after and before Jay's shows and stuff. So like, I never think to like, when I saw him at Skankfest, like even when we go to the shows and stuff, every time I've been to one of Jay's shows, I like just stand to the corner and like wait for everybody to like get their pictures and stuff, because he always walks over to me and comes and talks to me. So I was like, I wasn't that worried about like, I have to get to see Jay, because I knew I'd get to see him eventually. Because he is one that always talks to me whenever I like see him or whatever. So I was like, but then whenever because you hadn't met him yet, and I was excited for you to meet him. And I'm like, "Alex, he's right here. I brought him here."
And I was just sitting there on my phone.
I'm like, "Hello? It's Jason."
Well, he should have touched me.
Oh, he did. He kissed you. He kissed your head. I got so many kisses from comedians on my head.
My memory is so foggy of the whole thing. I was like, "Did Jay kiss my head?"
He did.
Aww.
We got so many head kisses this weekend, and it was the sweetest. Like, I felt so protected all weekend. Like, I felt like nothing was gonna, like, and
when we were at Skankfest, I felt completely safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Going home, I felt a little sketched out, but like not.
Yeah.
Because we still had
home. It was like dark and
confusing because we're walking under overpasses and like
the underpass was the creepiest part because you never know.
That shit we don't do here. You don't like. There's
I don't
no...
know if you noticed, but I had my knife in my hand every time.
Yeah, I did. I noticed.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Ugh. No, like. I don't know. I'm just really sad because I miss everybody and Skankfest is really fun. And if you didn't go, you're a fucking retarded idiot and you should really, 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 really start going.
Or the tickets sold out really fast.
Yeah, they did. Ugh. I don't even know what else to say. I know I have so many things to say and I feel like we haven't said anything.
Well, it was so fun, and then I really did have a lot of fun, but I felt bad because, like, individually, Lewis, Rebecca, and Christine stopped to ask me if I was having fun.
Christine
because I was
me.
So stressed out, and like I had such bad anxiety, and there's mm-hmm. all this like personal shit going on. Like, I guess I wasn't regulating my facial expressions.
Yeah.
I just felt bad because I didn't want to be like I didn't want them to think that I wasn't having fun, but I also didn't want to be an asshat the whole time. So it was like, I didn't know, I was like, it was so weird because I didn't know what I could and couldn't do, where I could and couldn't be. And I just did not want to be like unprofessional or disrespectful in any way. And then I feel like I fucked up all the time.
I know. I feel like we were doing everything wrong, but we were like waiting in lines and like we were, we did not, I don't think we didn't go too crazy. I don't think, I don't think we did anything wrong, but I feel like we did everything wrong.
When I was talking to Jenny, I was like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go, like where I can and can't go. And like, I don't know. I'm like, maybe I should use like the artist thing more blatantly or something. And she's like, you should. And then she's telling me about Lewis when they were younger, how like at concerts he would just be like, hey, John, and like just push their way through the crowd, and there's no John. I'm like, I wish I had that confidence.
Yeah,
because I didn't really see a lot of the things that I wanted to see, but it doesn't matter. It like, I was like, oh, I wanted to see that. And it was like a little bit disappointing if I missed something, but I was like, whatever. It'll be online some point.
Yeah. I agree.
Probably.
There was,
at least like the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think
it was worth it just to meet everyone.
Yeah.
A lot of like even the comedians, I feel like each of us has interacted with them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just nice to meet everyone in person finally.
Yeah. And all of the other fans. It was nice to meet other fans too. And people be like, I'm this person on Twitter. Cause we would sit there and be like, what's your name on Twitter? Because we'd be like, cause it's just this big giant man walks up to you and he's like, I'm a huge fan of your show. And you're like, what? Who are you? Like, and so there was so many girls that came up to us and like said, you know,
introduced us to some ladies that I knew.
Yeah,
like I saw Dr. Amanda. Mm-hmm. I was like, Dr. Amanda, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I know her.
And we saw Courtney.
Yeah,
but there was there's a redheaded girl. She's really pretty. I think her name's like Nat on Twitter, maybe. Just really pretty, but she I saw her and she said
like like retro glasses or something.
I don't remember. Well, there was another girl that did like the retro, like a hair flippy thingy that I don't know, but I saw a lot of girls there and I was like, I think there's more girls here this year than there was like the last Skankfest. And I was like, hell yeah, that makes me happy.
Yeah. And there were actually like a surprising amount of hot chicks there.
Hot chicks. Yeah. I was like, What?
Yeah. Can you stop calling us all disgusting fat pigs?
There weren't many disgusting fat pigs.
There were. Like,
girl-wise, plenty men, but...
Oh, yeah. Weren't we supposed to talk about how Chelsea was the hottest chick there?
Oh, my God. Yes, this fucking hot, sexy bitch. She was cracking me up. She at one point, this like little white man was just following her around, and she just said, she goes, "I love it here. These white men, I can just boss them around." And then she just was walking, and he had stopped and was like at our table, and she goes, "Come," and he just fucking followed her. And I was like, "Oh my God, this is." And then later she goes, I go, where's your puppy? And when we were out by the food truck, she goes, "Oh, he ordered a white claw. I had to ditch him." I love her so much. She fucking cracked me up.
There was one point she came up and she said that the bartender made her drink so strong. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Smell this." And it was a vodka Red Bull. And I smelled it, and I'm like, everyone else who smelled it or tasted it or anything was like, "Holy shit." And then I smelled it, and I was like, all I'm getting is Red Bull.
Red Bull smells like vodka to me.
But that was the most, might be the most embarrassing moment for me, because I was like, I just smell Red Bull. I must truly be an alcoholic.
Well, I don't know. My most embarrassing moments were either the "Where Bobby's Hobbies" or me asking Brendan if he wants to go pee with me.
That was bad.
What? And as those things are falling out of my mouth, I'm like, why are you saying those things? This is why you need to just stop talking.
Yeah, because now Brendan thinks you want to fuck him.
Or at least go pee together. I think I ended up just turning around and waiting for you. I just stopped walking with him.
You did.
I just stopped and waited for you to catch up to me. I didn't even
know that that happened.
Shout out Jello. Oh, fuck.
Our protector. I don't even know how long this has been. I don't have notes, so I didn't write down the time. I didn't write down anything. I think
it seems like it's almost been an hour and a half since we've been recording, because I think we were talking for about an hour. Almost an hour and a half recording, yeah. Not quite.
Yeah. You're probably good.
I know. I was just trying to think if there was any other Skankfest things that happened that were...
I think I mostly just wanted to say thank you and I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. We're so sorry. We're not, you guys, we're back on track. We're going to pull our heads out of our asses. It's really just me pulling my head out of my ass. She was just moving.
I didn't want to put that on you. So I was like, it's my fault. I'm moving. I'm busy.
No, it's totally fine. I'll explain one day.
One day.
Not today, but one day, I promise. Maybe
a couple of people at Skankfest might understand.
Yeah. So shout out Jello. Are we done? Is this the end?
Probably.
Okay.
I can't believe it was kind of surreal being there. Like my first Skankfest ever, and I have an artist pass.
Yeah. It was insane.
Like, no one explained to me what the fuck that meant, really, besides Lewis just being yelling at me, like he always...
Just yelling at us to go sit in a green room.
And yelling at me to act like I've been here before. I never have, Lewis. I don't fucking know what's going on. But that meant the world to me.
Oh, yes.
We didn't deserve it, but thank you so fucking much, Lewis, Rebecca, Christine.
Everyone that was nice to us.
Everyone that was nice to us.
I'm gonna cry. I didn't
expect it because the internet is so fucking mean to us.
Yes, I said something about that because I was like, when I got back, I mentioned I was because it was expected that people were gonna be mean to me, and I was like, I kind of didn't think so, like because that's not. The people, I feel like the guys that are sit around and are just mean on the internet are not the people that show up to Skankfest.
If they do, they're too much of a pussy to do that in person.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure. But yeah, everybody was so nice. And like Christine asked me multiple times how my feet felt, like if my feet were okay. She cared about, because she was like, every time I see you, you're moving, you're on the move. And I'm like, me?
No,
you.
Ladies, I felt so bad when I saw Christine walking past. This was like, hi, Christine. And she was like,
clearly in the zone. Yeah.
Working and listening to people. And I was like, oh, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And there was a couple times where I was just standing and she just like slowly just like kind of wandered up to me and like just kind of stood there and she didn't really say anything. And I was just like, hi. And she's like on her thing. She's like, hi. And then like went back to listening. And then she was like, bye. Like so softly. And then would just zoom off. And I was like, oh, girl, get on my back. I'll piggyback you. Where do you want to go? Let's.
Yeah.
I will get down on all fours. You can ride me like a horse, Christine. What do you want? I've got you. Get off them feet, girl. Let's go.
We will carry you around. If you invite us back to the next Skankfest, we will carry Christine and Rebecca around.
Yeah, we will.
I will sweep up the garbage.
We really actually wanted to help do something with the garbage because that was unnecessary. And I was so, that was the only thing that like kind of pissed me off about Skankfest was just the fucking disrespect.
That was the one thing where I was like, okay, you're making us all look horrible right now.
Yeah. I was like, and I get it. That happens at festivals. Trash cans got blown over. It was windy and shit like that. And trash cans were cardboard and I get it, but like when a trash can's full, go find a fucking another one. Don't just throw it on the ground next to the trash can. That was the one thing that was making me so mad.
Anytime I had any garbage and trash. I didn't see a garbage can next pocket. To me, I would put it in my bag for later.
And we held it until the next time we saw a trash can. Do you remember
the one water bottle that blew past me?
Like four times. And it was like, okay, it's a sign. You need to throw garbage.
It blew past me and I went to reach for it to pick it up. And then it blew too fast. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it came back and it stopped right next to me. I'm like, I'm throwing it away. I can't.
Yeah,
it came back to me.
Everybody, any more festivals or anything you go to, just throw your fucking garbage away. It's unnecessary.
All look like trash.
Yeah, and we don't want that. we're making a point here that we're not just a bunch of fucking rabid juggalos.
There was a time that I was trying to chug I had a soda. It was a Coke Zero because the fucking vending machine at the hotel was sold out of water the entire time.
I know I should have told you that because the night before I noticed it, that it was out of water. And it was only Dasani water too, though.
But I like Dasani. I don't understand why people hate it. But
I thought you didn't like it. I thought
no,
that's what,
I love
the one
it.
You didn't it's, like.
It tastes fine to me.
Okay.
But I kept trying it and it was sold out every time and I didn't want quarters back. So I would just get a Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that the morning that we actually did record with Paco.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had gum in my, you gave me gum. And I was like, well, let me finish this Coke real quick and I'll spit my gum into the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was chugging the last of my Coke, I swallowed my gum.
Oh like, my God.
Damn it. The whole point was so that I could spit the gum into the bottle so I could put it in my bag so that I didn't like just so I could throw it away later.
Yeah.
So mad. What kind of adult swallows gum?
I haven't swallowed gum in a very long time.
And I'm pretty sure Lewis was there and it was in front of Lewis. I swallowed my gum while I was chugging a soda. What is wrong with me?
All right, guys, we got to get back to the kitchen.
Yeah.
We've been out of the kitchen for too long.
One more, sorry. I did just move to Texas, my new house. There's no carpets and I can hear how echoey it is. And I don't know what to do about it. I'm sorry.
I wonder if you just like when you record, if you just lay a blanket on the ground or something, just something.
I should at least get a rug in here or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I should talk to Bobby. Maybe Bobby would help me.
Yeah.
Oh, when we saw Legion of Skanks, we got to sit right next to Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And once they had like the wall of fat men in between,
we couldn't see anything. I was watching it on Bobby's computer.
I couldn't see the monitor until he turned it around. But mm-hmm. I was just watching him work because I've always been so interested in the production side of things anyway. So I was like watching him work, and I almost like, there was a point when he was like yelling for Alex and Alex couldn't hear him, where I wanted so desperately to be like, can I help? Yeah. Like I,
well,
there was an echo there or like a buzzing or something, and he was trying to figure it out. And then Alex was dealing with the gross men for the body shot.
It was the person who actually works at the secret group, that yes. audio tech. Nobody could find her because she was sitting there until the show started, and then she just left. And Bobby was like, where the fuck is the audio tech? And I was like, oh shit.
I was like, oh my God. Like, I really wanted to be like, can I do anything? Because I don't know what, but I don't know what I'm doing. So it's just like, shut your fucking mouth, leave him alone. But
I know, I just want to be like, who am I looking for? Where should I look? I'll go find her. Like, I wanted to help. There were so many times where I was like, I want to help, but I know I'm fucking useless.
There's so much chaos going on behind the scenes that I don't think people notice.
And
it was a good insight.
And it makes it like that much more, I don't know, we're like understandable, I guess, whenever like, well, and when you see everybody bitching about the streams and it's like, you have no idea. You have no idea what, like, how many people it took to make that happen. It was nuts.
Yeah.
It was very cool. I'm really glad we got to go, and I'm glad we got the artist passes, even though we didn't deserve them. And I hope that maybe if we're still doing the podcast by the next Gangfest, we'll get to be artists again. And we'll actually, if not, then we'll volunteer and we'll actually help.
I would love to work for, like, I honestly would sweep up garbage. Like, I'll do anything.
Yeah, me too. I want to be helpful. I didn't feel very helpful this week year. But it was our first Gangfest together. How cute. Yeah. Our first date.
I also don't know if this was like bad of me, but I know when I first saw Gardini, Sean Gardini.
Oh, I was going to mention that.
When I first saw him, he was walking into a green room, and the lady who was working the door like saw him walk in, and then she like turned to go after him, and I was like, oh no, he's an artist, I know him. That was it. I was just I don't know if I should have done that, but like, he is, right?
Yeah, so yeah, he had an artist pass. But I was just gonna say, I met him, and everybody knows I don't watch Matt and Shane, so I didn't know who he was. But everybody else knew who he was. And like, then they told me who, but I talked to him, and I talked to him so many times this weekend, and he is so sweet. I really like him. I was like, I almost want to watch Matt and Shane just for him.
Yeah. I've liked him since he started with Matt and Shane. I'm like, I love this guy. He's so fucking adorable too.
He goes live on Instagram all the time. I've been in two of his lives already today. He's just driving in his car. He's going to get milk for his family in one. He said, I'm going to get, he said it like 9 times. He just kept going, I'm going to get milk for my family.
I almost offered to go buy some milk for somebody. I was like, would that help? I have heard that milk helps.
Oh my gosh. So shout out Jello, shout out Skankfest, shout out Lewis, Rebecca, Christine, everyone. But especially Jello. Shout out Jello.
Yes, our sponsor for today.
In life, he's our. Oh no, Dad means our life sponsor. Sorry.
Oh yeah. I don't know why I feel like Tim hates me too.
I will call Tim right now. Just kidding. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Do you have his phone number? What's wrong?
What? No, but I meant on Instagram. I was gonna just be like, "Will you join our Zoom real quick?"
Yeah, don't.
But hey, you know what? At least we're ending at 3 and not starting at 3. Hell yeah.
True. I keep looking at the time on my computer and it's in the wrong time zone. I got to figure out how to fix that. This is the first time I've used my computer since I moved.
This is the first time I've been, well, I guess I've used my computer, but like been on Zoom, like been on my computer back here in this setup. I had to clean, come in here and clean my desk off today because it was just full of just shit. I just shit on my desk.
Ugh. I don't know.
Well,
fun. Took a while to detox.
I keep my sadness keeps coming in waves. Like, because I'm like, I miss Texas. And then I'm like, I really just miss Skankfest. I don't really miss Texas. I don't really give a shit about Texas. But I had so much fun. And I just can't get over, like, we did not deserve the niceness we received from fans and from comedians and staff and like Christine and Rebecca. Like, we did not deserve any of that. You guys are all entirely too nice. And
that just makes me even more like angry and upset when people attack them.
Yeah.
As like these awful people.
Yeah. Oh well. Anybody
a comedy festival run by misogynistic, like racist men. Excuse me.
Yeah. Two women and a brown man. Okay.
A brown man who is honestly the nicest person to me in my fucking life.
Literally, yeah.
It's ridiculous. I'm so fucking sick of it. And you know what? We don't have careers to worry about.
True.
So if you ever need us to
bully people on the internet, we got you.
We got you.
We don't have careers to worry about. It's fine.
What's my husband gonna fire me from cooking? No. So you think he wants to do his own dishes and laundry? No. So
no. No, he does not. Oh.
Just like the best time I've ever had.
Ever.
First time I ever left my kids overnight when I wasn't in the hospital giving birth to another one.
That's the longest I've ever been away from mine. But we did it.
We did it.
I'm so proud of us. We're just little babies. So fun.
You know what's really, you know what I really feel bad about is what? I honestly didn't miss them.
Oh my God. Me either.
Oh my God.
I was so like, I'm like, while I was gone, I was like, dang, I kind of miss him. But like, I did talk to him once while I was gone and he did not give a fuck about me. And I was like, you know what? You don't miss me at all. I'm having fun.
I know. And then I got home and I found out they went to fucking Legoland without me. They like, because my sister is like this. She has mm-hmm. that personality where she will plan out every fucking thing with all like color coded mm-hmm. and like, that's not me. I'm like, go with the flow type of lady.
But yeah.
She was like, we've got all these activities. Like she had them so fucking busy that they didn't miss me either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So same. Then I was just like, you know what? This is good for us. We don't need to constantly be with each other.
That's what I said. I was like, I think this was good for everyone because my son who's always with me, got a chance to hang out with his dad instead of just me 24/7. I was like, I think that's good for everybody. And it gave me a second to breathe. And
yeah. And shout out to my husband and my sister for holding down the fort while I was gone and not for fucking real. Bothering me with anything.
For real. Shout out your husband and sister.
I called them once. I called my kids once while I was gone. I'm a monster. But you know what? I have spent every waking moment of my life with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were fine. They didn't give a fuck. When I got home, they were just crying about my sister leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how fun she was. Like, while I'm here, I'm mom too. And they kept calling her mom too.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I don't know. They were just sad that they didn't even really care that much that I was home. They were just sad that she was, because when I got home, hilarious thing about when I got home. But when I got home, she was like on the curb. or walking to the sidewalk with all the kids saying goodbye to them. She had to get mm-hmm. back to the airport. And then, so on my way, I left early. I was like, I'll probably leave around 11 because that's when I have to check out. But I got home early. I left early. I was like, whatever, I'll just leave. And, but then there was like some accident or something on the freeway. So the freeway was shut down. So that took for fucking ever. So I still got home late.
Mm-hmm.
Later than 2, which was what I was expecting if I left at 11.
Yeah.
But while I was waiting in traffic, because it was just stop and go while we were trying to get off the freeway, I was like texting my husband, like letting him know what was going on and everything. And he was texting me back. And I got one text, I just read the first sentence. And then traffic started to move. So I put my mm-hmm. phone down. And then, so I didn't finish the text. And then, when I got home, I pull up and my sister's rental car is parked like up against the sidewalk, up against the curb, and the van's in the driveway. And then there's a pickup truck in my driveway. And my first like instinctual thing was like, who the fuck? And I was like, you knew I was coming home. Like, like just for like a split second. And I'm like, I'm sure that there's an explanation. So like one of the first things I said to my kids when I got home was like, do you know why there's a truck in the driveway? And my youngest, my 7-year-old daughter, I think, was the one who was like, oh, it's someone, they're signing very important personal papers. And I was like, oh, it's for the house. And then I didn't look at my phone for hours, and later I opened up my text messages and my husband said, there's someone coming over at 1:30 to sign the papers for the sale on the house. Don't be weirded out if there's a car in the driveway.
And there, here you are, weirded out that there's a truck.
Yes, they cracked me up. I'm like, you warned me because you know.
Yeah,
I don't think I got home. We don't have friends, right? So who the fuck?
I don't think I got home until almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. Till almost what?
To like almost 2 o'clock in the morning, because my flight didn't leave Houston until 8.
I know. I really wanted to like hang out at the airport with you, but
it's all right.
And then I even told my husband, I was like, I told him how stupid this thought was actually, because I had this thought for a second, but I was like, I could go home and then like see my sister off, and then I could drive back and hang out with you at the airport.
That's so silly. I did just fine. I went and got some food. I read some of my book. I was just chilling. It was fine.
Okay, good.
I needed it. I needed to just be alone and like be in a situation where like I couldn't just call someone to come save me. I was like, I have to put myself in bad situations to know I can do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm proud of you. You were an adult.
I was very adult, like as fuck. Got myself on and off an airplane multiple times.
Yeah, I know, even beforehand, I was like, you're probably going to have a layover. If you get confused, like, call me. And I was like, or talk to anyone literally at any, like, any airport employee. They will help you
if you know
where you're going.
The only thing that happened that I was like, okay, at the airport was at the Indy airport. As soon as I walked in, my dad dropped me off. I walk in and I'm like, okay, I already don't know where I'm going. And so I'm like getting all my shit, like pulled up on my phone, like ready, just, and I just walk over. I knew it was through United Airlines. So I saw like, it was, cause when you walk in, it's like where you check your bags or whatever,
yeah.
But I didn't know that. And so I just saw like a thing that said United Airlines. So I just walked over to her and she goes, so shitty. She was like, yeah. And I was just like, I was like, I'm not, she goes, can I help you? I was like, I'm really not sure where I'm going or what I'm doing. And she was like, well, where are you going? She could see that I had my boarding pass already. She goes, well, you already have your pass. Are you checking a bag or something? And I was like, no. And she goes, okay, so this is the bag checking area. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, so do I need to go? Cause I've never checked in on my phone or anything like that. So, and I did that already. And I was like, I think I already checked in on my phone. So where do I go? And she just goes through that door. And there's like so many doors. And at that point, I was just like, okay, because like I could tell she did not want to help me. So I just walked away and I was just like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
It should say a gate on your, because I haven't flown since 2007. So yeah. If you didn't need like a physical boarding pass, you had it on your phone.
Yeah, you can do it all on your phone now. So, like, but you can check in.
Say a gate.
Yeah. And it, like once I figured out how to read my everything, like I got like the gate and the, you know, the terminal or whatever the fuck, all the things, I was like, okay, everything is very well labeled. And the Indy airport is very small. It is so small.
And that's what I was just worried about, because I just know when I, like, the first couple times I flew alone, mm-hmm. when I was a teenager, the thing that scared me was like the different terminals, and then they'll have like different, like the big airports. So if you have a layover in like Denver or something, mm-hmm. like a big one, they'll have like different buildings that you have to take a shuttle to.
The Houston one, because we had to do that in New York, but the Houston one, we rode a fucking train thing, the fastest train I've ever been on in my life. It's so scary. And it's like way up in the air, and over to like a whole nother building thing. And then I waited there for a little while, and then I had to go back to the other side by myself. And I was just like, oh, I hate every part of this.
I just happened to luck out every time I've flown. I just happened to luck out where I didn't have to like go to another building.
I didn't have to, but I did. And because I had time to kill. But I did it. I was very proud of me. Everybody was super nice except for the one lady. And I knew I should have found a man. I knew it. I knew I should have not went to a lady. That always happens to me. Women are so mean to me normally.
I
don't
know. I think I was in the Denver airport one time, and I was just like, I don't know where my gate is. And I just saw a lady at like a gate where mm-hmm. there wasn't anyone like waiting to board or anything.
Yeah.
And I just went up to her and I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know where I'm going. And she asked me the gate number, and then she gave me like specific directions. And that she was so nice, but I was like 17 or whatever.
I specifically went to that lady because she was not doing anything. And I was, yeah. That's why. And like, nobody was in line. Like, I even waited a little while to make sure nobody was like going. And like, I made sure I had all my shit pulled up ready to go. So I had all my information. I could just show her and be like, this is the first time out of my house alone. Can you just tell me exactly where to go? Like, I'm really good at following directions, but I need the direction.
And one time I flew to visit my friend in LA, and it was when I went to that Emperor concert.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I just went to like, I don't even know what it was. It was like right by the doors to get out of the airport, but mm-hmm. there was some lady at a desk, and there wasn't anyone in line for, I don't even know if it was like a car rent. I don't know what the fuck mm-hmm. it was, but I walked up to her and I was like, cause I didn't have a cell phone at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, could I use your phone? Cause I wanted to call my friend to like know if he was there or not or whatever, where to meet him. And she was just like, is it local? And I was like, I just said like it's 310 or whatever the area code was. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, you can use it. I was like,
oh my gosh. Well.
Wow. We're big girls, kind of. I don't know.
We did it. You drove all by yourself.
I drive all by myself all the time.
I know. I was just trying to give you some credit too, because of this whole last half hour. I am so proud of me.
No, but you know what? I don't usually drive in big cities. I'll drive through a big city on the freeway.
You valid your car and everything.
I didn't know how the fuck. Oh my God, Hannah.
You need to tell me about that. You never finished, or you, I didn't, we didn't talk about that after. How much was it to get your car out?
Oh, it was $200.
Oh, that's not that bad.
But when so I checked out of the hotel and I gave, like, I've never used valet before in my life, but the hotel had valet parking only.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to. And so I like gave the ticket thingy to the valet guy, and he went to go get my car. And then as I'm standing there, I'm like, okay, I'm really fucking hot. So I go like, take everything off so I can take my hoodie off. And there's a dude talking to me. There was a dude there who was, he was like, oh, did you have fun? And I was like, yeah, were you at Skankfest? It's not like I still have my badge on. I think he saw like my gift bag or whatever. I was like, were you at Skankfest? And he was like, yeah. And then so like, he was talking to me and like, I went to put my hair up and my thing broke. And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? And then the thing, the ticket for the valet, it says retrieval time, 15 minutes. The guy was back so fucking fast.
Mm-hmm.
It threw me off. And then I was like, just trying to get all my stuff into my car. And I was like, once I get this shit into my car, I'll tip him. But I did all that. And then I was like, oh shit, I don't know where I'm going. And that thought distracted me. So I was like, to get my GPS going. I didn't tip the valet.
Oh my God, you dick. You could probably, if you really wanted, you could probably call and do it like with a card or something. Yeah, but
I don't know who the guy was.
True.
You'd and I even, like, I told my husband, I was like, you're going to Houston. Do you want to swing by that hotel and be like, my dumb bitch wife didn't tip you?
Yeah. I mean, like, whoever was working on this day at this time, give them this money.
God.
Ugh, that, I would feel so bad about that.
I didn't notice it until I was like on the freeway and I was like, oh my God, I didn't tip him.
That sucks. That's, I would feel so bad.
And my husband's like, well, they probably don't. That's what sucks is that they don't get paid enough. And so like they have to be tipped. And I'm like, I paid over like with the parking, I paid over $1,000 for this hotel. Why can't you just pay your people enough?
Right.
To die. I fucked every, like, that's just me. I fuck up at every turn.
I hear ya. I hear that loud and clear. I feel like the biggest fuck up I've ever met in my life, but I'm okay.
I don't know. So in conclusion, thank you. I'm sorry. I want to kill myself.
But we're not going to, but we want to.
We won't, but we want to. And we get if you hate us.
And the next free episode will be episode 100 of the Skank Skanks podcast.
Mm.
How about it?
It'll be. I don't have notes, so I didn't write anything down for like, I don't know what to call this. It's okay.
Yeah.
We're so out of practice. We can't take breaks like that anymore, ever again.
No more. No more breaks. Scout's honor. Just like no more. No ads.
Except shout out Jello.
Oh, I said it, comfy cock. Shout out Jello.
I hope this wasn't too fucking obnoxious.
Did you stop recording yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to tell the people I hope this wasn't too fucking obnoxious. The whole time we were there, we're like, I don't want to be a fangirl. And then we get on Zoom and we're just fangirling out.
I didn't want to be a fangirl to anybody. They know we're fangirls on the internet. They know. That's the only reason that anybody knows who we are is because we're fangirls.
It's kind of exhausting in person. I don't know how they do it all the time.
That was one thing that I was like, I felt really bad about, like, I mean, we didn't ask anybody for pictures, but I have in the past. And like, I always feel like I'm, you know, like intruding or whatever, but like, I know how good it made me feel when people were like, can we get a picture with you? And I'm like, and maybe it's just because it doesn't happen to us all as much as it does to them, but you know, that has to make them feel good to be like,
I hope so.
I mean, they're comedians. Their whole thing is that they're narcissistic assholes. They want attention. And like, I get it. Trust me. I get it. But so I don't know. So sorry to anybody that we were weird too. We didn't mean it. We're just weird.
My social anxiety is so fucking bad. I'm sorry.
That's the thing, though, is that everybody there are we were all internet people. So I think that helped a lot.
Yeah, the other fans, I'm sure, understand it.
Oh.
I don't know. It was just so nice every time we would, like, if we were just walking, like we needed to go to the bathroom or whatever, and people, you just hear like skank skank. So we're like, hey, I don't know who said that, but hey.
Yeah, it was so nice. Ugh.
That's never gonna happen to me again in my life.
Never.
Because I'm absolutely certain that Rebecca and Christine hate me now, so I'm never coming back, right?
Oh yeah, we're definitely not invited ever again. We're actually banned.
Probably.
Well, that'll be the title, banned from Skankfest. And we'll have to get to now to find out. They'll have to get to 3 hours in to, or two hours.
I hope
hours
it's in. Not 3 hours or 2 hours even. I'm sorry. It's
almost 2 hours.
Oh shit. I mean, you're welcome. I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Shout out Jello. You're welcome.
Shout out Jello. You're welcome.